Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dacay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
December 5, 2021.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well. Stay tuned at the end of the podcast for more surprises.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dacay.
Good first Friday morning of December 2021. And also first Friday of the first week of Advent. As we have been saying, our liturgical year begins with Christ the King Feast. That's November 21. So, the first liturgical year, cycle A, the second cycle B, then third cycle C. Cycle C begins on the first Sunday of Advent, last November 28. So now we are on the second Sunday and week of Advent. Cycle B has taken place, is gone. We are now in cycle C. As we have been saying again and again, every cycle, as it begins with Christ the King and ends with Christ the King, but in between are seasons. After Christ the King, we have the Advent season, and we are in that season now. Advent has four Sundays. Advent, of course, means coming, arrival. We know of two main comings of Jesus. The first coming, what happened in Bethlehem on Christmas Day, which we now recall, call to mind, and we try to replay the same event so that we may experience the great joy of longing and expectation of the first coming of the Messiah. But I repeat, that is gone. We are now replaying Christmas. We are truly now preparing ourselves for the second coming, of which the day and hour of which we do not know. But we do know that whether we like it or not, we shall go before He comes. Our departure at the hour of death will certainly come before the day of His second coming. Anyway, so this is it. We are now in this cycle C, in this season of Advent, so that we may prepare ourselves how we should know fully well, as much as we can, who is coming. Who is coming at the second coming? We know that but we should know better. That is why we have to study the scripture, because Saint Jerome has said, ignorance of the scripture is ignorance of Christ. Now, before anything else, let us pray. Almighty God, send your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love, following your only begotten Son, from whom we find fulfillment, freedom, and the future with you forever. Amen. And now, we open our Bibles to Saint Luke chapter 3:1-6. Let us now listen to our dear sister Gillian to read for us the gospel for next Sunday, the second Sunday of Advent.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius was tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the books of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God."
Thank you. Thank you very much, sister. This gospel of our Lord has been written by Matthew, by Mark, by Luke, by John. But there is only one gospel, the gospel of the Lord. But four versions, as it were, of the same gospel. Now, immediately, we have to state what Saint Mark has declared in his chapter 1, verse 1, that this gospel of the Lord is the good news about our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Meaning, we study now the gospel, and our reflection is focused on the Lord, because this is his gospel. And so I beg to differ immediately from the usual and the traditional reflection on this gospel, focusing on Saint John. But no, Saint John for me has already two feast days within our liturgical calendar. June 24 is the feast of the Nativity of Saint John, and August 29 is the feast of his passion, or when he was beheaded. So, don't let us talk about Saint John, although that is usually and traditionally the focus of some homilies. But this time, let us focus precisely on the Lord. the evangelists Matthew, Mark, and Luke have focused on a point of convergence, which is what Isaiah the prophet had said, and which John the Baptist has echoed, namely, that the one mightier than I is coming after me, Mark has said, without naming him. And so, if we read what Isaiah the prophet had written in very poetic terms, in very figures of speech and very metaphors, we read that the one mightier than John and coming after him has a mission in life, has a ministry in life. He has come for a purpose. And this one we should understand. First, we are told that he has come precisely to baptize people with the Holy Spirit and with fire. We may not understand this yet, but we shall keep on explaining this later on. He has come with an axe. An axe to cut down every tree that does not bear good fruit. He has come with a winnowing fan to segregate, to separate the wheat from the chaff. Very poetic. He has come, or he shall come, but he has come at first and will come at second coming, precisely to not only to cut down, not only to separate, but he has come to make the valleys filled up, the valleys, mga low sack, kaluhaan, to fill up the valleys. Another metaphor, that the mountains and the hills shall be leveled off, made low. He shall make straight the paths, the roads that are winding, crooked. He shall make smooth all the paths that are rough. This is, in summary, the mission and the ministry of Christ, yet not named, specified exactly, but just foretold by Isaiah the prophet 600 years before Christ, and echoed by John the Baptist. This then is what has been entrusted by Jesus himself to his church, to his kingdom on earth. Remember, the church is the kingdom of heaven on earth. You can equate the church with the kingdom. Remember, in Matthew 16, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "You are Simon, but I shall now call you Peter," meaning rock. "And upon you I shall build my church." Immediately he says, "I give you the keys of the kingdom." So the kingdom and the church are the same. Anyway, So this is it. That mission and ministry of Jesus, foretold by Isaiah, echoed by John, has been handed down from Saint Peter, the first pope, down to Saint John Paul II, then to Francis now. So down the years, 264 of them have been fulfilling this mission, performing this ministry. So this is now how we feel. We are now inside, been baptized into this church, have entered into this kingdom. The question is how to remain in the kingdom, how to remain in the church. Let me say just this much. Individually, we have been baptized with the Holy Spirit in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Individually, therefore, we are expected, we are supposed to behave accordingly as baptized persons. But aside from being baptized with the Spirit, we are also baptized with fire. The fire, as we know, in the furnace, differentiates the genuine from the fake, the true from the false. It's the same as the winnowing fan. The winnowing fan also makes different the wheat and the chaff, the sheep and from the goat. So that's what Jesus has been trying to do. If you remember, he said, I have not come immediately to bring you peace, but division, especially starting at home. So that's it. We must therefore try to behave and bear good fruits, or else with the axe he will cut us down. This is a challenge for all of us, and the church is reminding us of this mission and this ministry. What, for example, are the valleys that have to be filled up? The valleys are the defects, the deficiencies. In Cebuano, we call them mga kakuwangan sa kahingpitan. Mga valleys, defects and deficiencies. What are the mountains and the hills? The mountains or the hills are the pride, especially the pride with disdain for others, we call arrogance. We must try to level that off. We must try to make that low. The pretensions, when we pretend to be other than we are, hypocrisy, those are the mountains, etc. And which are the winding roads? The winding roads are the kaliwa, mga left turns, mga smiringhoy, mga kapit system, muna siya mga left turns. We have to make those crooked, winding roads straight. And he has come, lastly, to make smooth the rough roads. Which are the rough roads? Mga imperfections, mga now and then outburst of anger and temper, etc. In other words, Jesus will live up to his name, Savior, but Savior from sin and Savior from sickness. He will come to save us from dangers and disasters and deaths, etc., to make us perfect. But I repeat, the work of salvation, which is the way of the Lord and the salvation of God, is of course primarily His work of God. But He won't force the issue. He expects us to participate, to work it out ourselves. So the salvation is of course started off and maintained by Jesus with His mercy and grace, but we have to cooperate with it. Grace is no magic. It won't work all by itself. I have told you this when I solemnized a marriage, that the matrimonial grace, the grace of holy matrimony, is received at the moment of your wedding. But the matrimonial grace is no magic. You have to work with it. You have to say, yes, I do. So this is it. If we know Jesus for what He was and is and will be, what He shall be doing, especially when He comes on the day of His second coming, how prepared are we? I repeat, again and again, we may go before He comes. We may depart before He arrives. So Advent is our preparation for not only the first coming, but for His second coming. We shall have immediate proximate preparation during the 9 dawn masses before Christmas. But now we are still on the second Sunday of Advent. So this is it. Know Jesus, because unless you know Him, you won't love Him. And unless you love Him, you won't follow Him. To know, love, and follow is what we are expected to be and to do individually. We have said this. Saint Augustine has said it again and again for us. The God who created you individually without you will not save you without you individually. That's why here at this Bible study period, I thank you for your individual interest as well as for your collective enterprise and initiative. So let us try as much as we can. We thank our family, our church, our school, our government. We thank them for their company. We thank them for their prayers and their good examples. But at the end of the day, we save ourselves individually. We make ourselves holy. We sanctify ourselves and we set ourselves apart from others as baptized persons, behaving accordingly and differently. You may usually and traditionally hear sermons on repentance these days, and that's why I'm wearing stripes of violet, because violet is now the color of repentance, change of mind. I've told you this before. Whenever you walk along the streets or ride along the streets, those traffic lights, those road signals are very good reminders of how we should try to behave according to our belief. No left turns. Turn right. School zone. Children crossing, etc. All these are reminders of how we should be and what we should do. I'm sure you have many questions on this matter of knowing Jesus. Further than what so far have done, know more of Jesus in order to love Him more and to follow Him more. After all, that's what we are, or who we are. Followers of Jesus, imitators of Christ, as much as we can. So here I pause for some of your questions and reflections.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Good morning, a good first Friday morning, Monsignor. And Christmas is already in the air. Even is our study today is about it. Please tell us, how does one expect Christmas to be merry this year? Precisely, I refrained from talking about Christmas because I intend to say more about it next 2 Sundays. But since the question has been raised, you ask me, during this 500th year of our Christianity in the Philippines, you ask me, during these days of coronavirus with its new variant Omicron, you ask me how to keep Christmas merry. I repeat, since we are prohibited still to go near and dear to each other and stay social distancing from each other, we better spend at home some moments of silence to know and love and follow Jesus more. As long as we know who is coming, better for us. Remember the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 of them were foolish because they did not know the bridegroom who is coming. The wise virgins knew that the bridegroom had all the rights to come at any time at his own convenience. So, like the wise virgins, we should know who is coming. And for me, that can make you merry on Christmas because you know who Jesus conceived in the womb of Mary and born in Bethlehem. You know why he has come and what for he is to live and die. Christmas, of course, is a happy occasion for us to give gifts. But if you want a Merry Christmas, give and give without expecting a return. I have said this again and again. A gift is truly a gift when nothing is received in return. Exchanging gift, therefore, may not make us merry all the time. Because when there is exchanging gift and manito manita, you always expect to receive more than what you have given. So I discourage exchanging gifts. If you want to give, give. As Mother Teresa said, give without issuing a receipt and give without giving an accounting.
Next question. Speaking of Christmas, Monsignor, please tell us, how did the Missa di Gallo begin to be celebrated?
Okay, you see, I refrain from talking about Christmas and the Missa di Gallo, which are 9 dawn masses. You ask, how did this Missa di Gallo, how did they begin? I tell you this, from what I have learned when I was a little child. At that time, maybe in Spain or in Mexico, couples would go out to work in the field mostly. That was only their work, agrarian. They would go out maybe at 6 o'clock a.m. in the morning. The mass before, only one mass was said at 7 or at 8. So many of the couples would not hear mass before going to work. When it was announced that there would be 9 masses before Christmas, these couples, working couples in the field, asked their bishop that they be given a special gift, in Spanish, aguinaldo, that they'd be allowed to hear mass before they go to work at 6 o'clock. So these masses are called Missas di Aguinaldo, meaning a gift of the bishop to these couples. What time should the masses be held? Before 6 o'clock a.m. Preferably when the cock crows. When the cock crows at 4:30, that would be the nice time, the nicest time to celebrate a dawn mass. That's why these masses are also called Missas di Gallo. Di Gallo means a cock. When the cock crows, that's the dawn. That's why in English, they are also called dawn masses. In other words, the purpose of the main purpose of the dawn masses, the Missas di Aguinaldo or the Missas di Gallo, is really very sanctifying and salvific. San Isidro Labrador of Madrid, when Madrid was still a big, large field, it is told that he never missed Mass before going to work. In fact, one time he attended Mass and the sermon was rather very long, and so he was late going back to work. But then he found that while he was late at Mass, the angels had done the plowing. So this is a good lesson for us to remember. Whenever we attend the dawn Masses, don't let us forget the main feature of it, which is that we go to Mass before we go to work, because that is how we get organized and energized to work. So I hope that somehow an answer to your question of how Misas the Gallio, the Aguinaldo, or the Dawn Masses, or the...
Good morning, Monsignor. How can we truly know Jesus?
Know him. You cannot love if you do not know. Kanang itawag nila first love, I tell you. You cannot love if you have not known the person. So the more you know God, you know Jesus, the more you love him. And you love him, what did he say? Keep my commandments if you love me. And by following the commandments, you also become his followers.
Good morning, Monsignor.
Morning.
I hope you will continue to study with us the Gospels of the Nine Dawn Masses according to a rather unusual and non-traditional way.
That's what I intend to do, and I prepare myself already for those Nine Dawn Masses. Each Mass has its own Gospel to be read, reflected on and to be realized. Precisely, I look forward to all these Sundays before Christmas, and if we can have a Bible study every day before every dawn Mass, I'd be willing to do it. We can have 9 consecutive days to understand exactly what the Gospel for the next Dawn Mass shall be. Because that is very important for us. The 9 Masses are the immediate, proximate preparation for us for Christmas, but most importantly, for the Second Coming or for our final going. I know that some long for Christmas because of the painit, because of the, I tell you, we should go to Mass that early because we would like to express also our hunger for Christ before going to work and before eating as the bread of life. Read the Gospel through pray it in, write it down, work it out, and pass it on. That should make you happy when you read the Bible.
A great morning, full of hope, Monsignor. Listening to you give us a good understanding and preparation for the coming of Christ. Your plan is most welcome by all of us. We will pray for its realization. Thank you again for this journey of faith. God bless you, and your pastoral work will love you.
Thank you too. Thank you, and I thank God for all of you, for your individual interest and for your collective initiative. That's how I put it. You know, I must confess, I must be sounding like a broken record, repeating again and again what I said before. But there is a saying that goes, if you have not said anything, you won't be asked to repeat it. So the fact that you repeat it, you are therefore aware of what has been said of substance. We are now here to make ourselves aware and assertive of our faith. I won't tire repeating what I have been saying through the years, because after all, I have tried to say something for all it's worth about God. But God does not change. Saint Teresa of Avila has said, Dios no se muda. God does not change. And Jesus Christ, according to the letter to the Hebrews, is the same yesterday, today, and for years to come. And the church, of course, has been promised that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So if God, Jesus, and the church remain the same, we can continue, we can go on saying something about God, about Jesus, about the church, and without getting tired or bored. We should be happy to pass a gospel on, aside from what I told you about. You are writing a gospel, huh? A chapter each day. By the deeds you do, by the sayings, by the words you say, men and women read what you write, whether faithless or true. So, today I ask you, what is the gospel according to you? I remember two little boys, acolytes, were discussing about Christmas. One asked the other, what is Monday? What is Monday, family name of Jesus? Immediately the other little boy said, Christ, Jesus Christ. One said, no, his family name is Christmas. Why? Because his mother is Merry Christmas. Wow, you cannot blame little boys.
Repetitio est mater scientiarum. Repetition is the mother of all knowledge. Thanks, Monsignor, for not getting tired of teaching the gospel values. We are like children eager to listen to our spiritual father. My question is, what is for you an ongoing formation and press?
What is
for you an ongoing formation of press?
We are sanctifying ourselves, saving ourselves individually, precisely by knowing what the Bible says. As Saint Newman has said, I have told you this before, Newman, a saint, has said, every day I read my newspaper, no television then, every day I read my newspaper to know what people are doing, but also I read every day my Bible to know what people ought to do. That is how you can be sure of a Merry Christmas, if you know what you are supposed to do according to what the Bible says about Jesus, about God, Jesus, and the Church. We may decorate our houses with lights, with stars, with Christmas trees, etc. But if Jesus, who came first at Christmas, is not known to us now, who is coming again, too bad for us. A happy family is one gathered around a Christmas tree. Do you know the story behind Christmas tree? I'll tell you this again and again. When Christ was born in Bethlehem, first human beings, the shepherd, came to adore him. After the shepherds, human beings, the animals came to adore him. After the animals, the plants lined up to adore the infant Jesus. Every plant lining up had either a fruit or a flower in their hands. But of all the plants that has no flower and no fruits is the pine tree. So the pine tree was left there behind and did not move because it was a shame. He had nothing to offer, not a fruit nor a flower. But Jesus, from the crib, we are told, this is only a story, called the pine tree, come here, come near to me, because you are actually giving not anything, not a flower nor a fruit, but yourself. So Jesus now plucked a star from the skies and put it on the top of the tree. So the Christmas tree now has a star on it. But the Christmas tree symbolizes an offering of oneself to Jesus. Story lang.
Moons, December 24 and 31 are Fridays. Do we have Bible study on these dates?
We shall cross the bridge when we come to it. Okay? As I have said, we may have 9 consecutive days of Bible study online for those 9 dawn masses that we may understand the Gospels of each day. So here, we pause for our final blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you again.
And now, words from our sponsor.
It's Payday Friday this weekend, and we all deserve to spoil ourselves a little. Every payday, my usual poison is buying clothes. Since the pandemic, it has been difficult to go out, visit malls and stores, and try on the clothes that I like. Now there's no need to go through that risk. Shopping safely from home is made easy with Lazada. Lazada lets you choose from a wide selection of brands and stores, is generous with vouchers and freebies and discounts, and has a multiple payment options. You can even track your deliveries in real time to get updates for when your parcel is arriving and directly message vendors for any concerns. Ready to add items in your cart? Visit the Lazada app now and don't forget to use my referral code 500YOC on your next shopping spree.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You have just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your host, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.
yan, si nasa Lazada yan.
Iniisip mo pa lang,
nasa Lazada yan.
Lahat ng hinahanap mo,
nasa Lazada yan.
Free shipping vouchers,
nasa Lazada yan.
Flash sales makabo,
nasa Lazada yan.
Keyboards, earphones, lipstick, ring light, laptop, gaming chair, power banks and mountain bikes,
malunggay at bandos ba?
Gold necklace and watches, lahat ng gusto mo, lahat ng hanap mo,
US game and at donations ba?
Ice cream at vitamins, Honda City blend, all you want and all you need.
Baby clothes, crib strollers and toys, dog collar, molar helmets, dumbbells, yoga mat, jump rope, baking tools, shampoos, skin care, speakers, this and that. No shoes, bags, belt, earrings, eyeglasses, pedal, melon, ding, chocolate, chips, stuff, or notebooks, curtains, pati musical instruments, paggawa ng song na to.